Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.
Todd never sugarcoats it. Does he tell it straight? You bet. Does he deliver with a sense of humor? Always.
I always start my Sunday mornings off listening to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. It has tons of information, and he has such a great sense of humor.
My friends and I always tune in to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Hold on tight. Don't let go. It's time for the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night. I am yours truly, attorney Todd L. Levitt, broadcasting once again in the middle of the mitten in a beautiful nutrient field full of snow.
Yeah.
Beautiful out, Craig.
A lot of snow.
You cannot see the nutrient field today. Although it does exist. It does exist.
Yes, it is.
And it's coming along.
Covered in white.
Covered in white.
Snow.
Snow. But hey, if you're just tuning in for the first time, I'm attorney Todd L. Levitt, and you are?
Craig Russell from the Morning Hustle on 98.5 UPS.
Broadcasting 8 days a week now.
Sometimes nine.
Yeah, and this show, by the way, comes to you each and every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on 98.5 UPS.
Also on Rock 105 and Rock 95.5, Traverse City and Sheboygan. We just rock!
Podcasting on iTunes, SoundCloud.
Google Play. On Soundbean, what's the other one?
Radio FM.
Yeah, that's right. If you download that, that'll just take care of it.
So if you have a smartphone, go to the App Store, download the podcast app, type in my name and subscribe to the show. That way, when we upload it on podcast, you can listen to it any time of the day, 7 days a week.
Simple as that.
Yeah. We have, by the way, a huge show. No, this show is going to be big. Huge.
Biggest show we've ever done?
Sorry, Big Hair. Sorry, Little John.
Biggest show we've ever done.
Biggest show we've ever done.
Possibly.
Possibly. In studio, and you might be able to hear them in the background.
Whispering. We're going to bring them all kinds of noise.
They're going to be joining us shortly.
Okay.
We have Julia Hammerschmidt and Allie Valentine, Central students.
Okay.
Delta Zetas.
Fire Up Chips. That's right.
Juniors. And they're coming on the show to talk about their sorority, being a Delta Zeta and being a chip, and what their plans are for their futures.
Now, you're going to talk at all about your fraternity that isn't on campus anymore?
We might mention Sig Eps in that conversation.
Maybe. Possibly.
Possibly.
All right.
But first, I have a complaint.
Get out of here.
No, I have a complaint.
Stop.
No.
Really?
Let me just ask you this.
Ask away.
I grew up Oak Park, went to Berkeley High.
Sure.
Avery Elementary School.
Okay.
In second grade.
Right.
It started.
What was that?
Two words. Glee Club.
Glee Club?
Glee Club. What exactly? No.
What?
Were you in Glee Club?
I was never in Glee Club.
For whatever reason, I'm on my way to court up in Roscommon.
Okay.
I'm driving to 127.
Right.
And I'm thinking about, I don't know why I'm thinking about my childhood. I'm thinking about maybe possibly when we tried to knock out the streetlights because we always had to go in when the streetlights came on.
Sure.
And all of a sudden, Glee Club, I'm thinking, why in the heck was I, as a second grader, I don't know how old I was, forced to stand with a whole bunch of other students an hour every day and pretend I could sing?
They've never heard you on this show sing before, so obviously they didn't know.
I mean, but if you think about that, that is very painful because obviously I cannot sing.
No, you can't.
So why would you be forced to do that as a kid? I shouldn't be in Glee Club.
In second grade, nobody knew you couldn't sing, and nobody could sing in second grade.
You know what I could do in second grade? I could play dodgeball. When everybody was doing math and social studies and singing in Glee Club, I should have been playing dodgeball. But no, here's my complaint.
Okay. That wasn't your complaint?
No, I just don't know why. I just don't understand why I was in Glee Club.
Did you ever watch that TV show Glee? Remember
yeah,
that show?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
No comment.
All right.
All right. But my complaint is Prius. The car Prius.
A Prius. It's an electric car.
A great vehicle.
Right.
Not knocking the Prius.
Okay.
But a Prius will never let you down, and it has never let me down. Whenever you see a Prius, whoever's driving that Prius looks as if they should be in a Prius. Would you agree?
I would agree with that. Yeah.
Why is it Prius owners always drive so freaking slow? Am I right?
Have you ever driven a Prius before?
True.
Have you ever driven one before?
No.
You can't drive faster than 40.
Okay.
You have to drive slow.
I think someone wants a comment, and we'll have to bring her on here in a moment. But Big Hair, a.k.a. Vince Neil, a.k.a. Jerry Neil, just bought a Prius.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, but see, he doesn't fit that at all.
No, he's a shredder. He bought the Prius because of the gas mileage. He wants me to make that very clear. But
all right.
I was downstate, Metro Detroit. In fact, I think I was on my way to Troy a couple weeks ago, and there was a Prius that was in the left lane, it was just going so slow, and the person looked like they should be in a Prius. Don't you want to know what a person looks like who should be in a Prius?
Well, I already know.
Okay, then we'll leave it at that.
It's a stylized golf cart, man. It can go about 40 miles an hour, and that's about it.
Yeah.
That's the reason.
Right. Oh, absolutely. But hey, I'm attorney Todd L. Levin. You're listening to the Todd L. Levin Law Show. And I think either Julia Hammerschmidt or Allie Valentine wants a comment on Prius here. Who wants to make a comment on that?
Well, let me think here about a Prius story. I do get what you're saying about the Prius drivers. There is a certain stereotype there.
Exactly.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. Most of the time, it's a guy who's probably going bald, wearing little horn-rimmed glasses, wearing like a sweater vest, about 45, you know?
No, it's usually, and it looks like a librarian, when we were growing up.
Yeah, exactly.
But hey, let me introduce who's coming on the show with us today. We have Julia Hammerschmidt and Allie Valentine. Julia, you're a Central student.
Yes. Yes, I am.
And what year are you?
I am a junior.
And where are you from?
Troy, Michigan.
What are you going to school for?
I am going to school for advertising.
Ooh, advertising.
Advertising and
so
marketing.
So you're going to create advertising, or are you going to sell advertising? What kind of advertising are you going to do?
Maybe a little bit of both.
Yeah.
These are very good questions. Yes, I haven't thought too hard into them yet, but I'm all over the place.
I'll tell you this much. There's good money in either one of them. And if you can do both of them, you're even better off.
I'm hoping so.
Yeah.
I'm hoping so. And I like it. So the money is just a little extra on the side.
And Julia, by the way, is going to be working for my office and this show. That's why they're in studio. She's very creative. We have seen her portfolio, and we're just blown away. You're an artist. You don't just use clip art or in design programs. I mean, you can actually draw by hand. How old were you when you first realized you could actually draw?
Oh, man. Since I can remember, I was just drawing random stuff all over the place.
We're stoked to have you part of the show and part of our family here.
Well, thank you, Todd.
Yeah, and who's in studio with you?
Well, we have Allie Valentine.
The president.
Here. Now the president.
The president.
Delta Zeta.
Presidential music. Got to have some presidential music.
Allie, welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Thank you.
So where are you from, Allie?
I'm from Fenton, Michigan.
What year are you?
I'm a junior.
Fire up chips.
Fire up.
Fire up chips.
Yeah.
And you're the president of the Delta Zeta sorority here at CMU.
I am. I was just elected president of the Gamma Psi chapter.
Tell us a little bit about what it's like to be Greek and the president of such a prestigious sorority.
I think it's definitely all about holding yourself to a higher standard. I think it's great practice for the future, great leadership opportunities, for sure.
How many young ladies are in your chapter here at Central?
We have about 75 right now.
Wow, that's a big chapter.
Wow. It is.
No, I mean, I was a SIGUP back in the day. Always a SIGUP, still a SIGUP. Parents here. Where
it's
not
4 years.
For life.
Yeah,
I like that.
You better write that down, man.
Not 4 years for
she's
life.
She's schooling you.
That's good. Wow.
What's your major, Allie? What are you doing in school?
I'm studying kinesiology.
What?
What is kinesiology?
Exercise science.
Exercise science. Yeah. That's interesting. What are you going to be able to do with that degree?
Hopefully I do something that matters.
Something
important. I'm not sure yet.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years? These are interview questions. You should know the answer to this.
I'm not ready.
If you were an animal, what kind of animal would you be?
Probably a lion.
That was a good
answer. Oh, that's a good answer. How about you, Julia?
Yeah, if you were going to be an animal, what kind of animal would you be?
Definitely a monkey.
A monkey? Why is that?
I am all over the place.
Okay.
I'm all over the place. And a
Todd, you should be a monkey.
You could be my daughter. You could be my daughter.
Okay.
I mean, seriously, you're my daughter who is finishing up law school, by the way. I have two beautiful daughters. I mean, she's my twin, but she's smarter.
I said, does she have the ADD like you?
She does, but she controls it to a higher degree.
Not like you
do. Yeah.
Which she's just not controlling it at all.
But hey, we have a huge show. I think we have to go to break here momentarily.
We do, but oh my God, do we have a lot to talk about.
Julia and Allie will be with us throughout the show. We're going to be talking about this past Friday, December 15th, was a huge day in the state of Michigan, folks. It was the day that applications were accepted to apply for one of those five or more Covenant licenses under the Michigan Medical Marijuana Facilities Licensing Act to grow, to process, to test, to dispense. Our favorite to dispense. Our favorite to dispense.
You're like a broken record.
And to process. We have to go to break. We'll be right back on Todd's Rock Block right here on the Todd 11 Law Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Coming back strong with one of my all-time favorite groups, Van Halen.
Yep.
Jamie's crying. I love Van Halen. They're not in my top five right now as all-time favorite rock groups. But David Lee Roth, love that guy when he was with the group. I love Sammy too, but come on, David.
You know what? I'm remiss if I do not mention, we talked about top five rock groups a couple weeks ago. I did not mention Van Halen, and I should have mentioned Van Halen. One of the very first albums I ever bought was a Van Halen album. 5150, great album.
5150, that's a snowboard, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
Or no, 5150 is a brand by K2, which owns Ride and 5150.
It's also a police, isn't it a police code?
Nobody cares.
For unlawful carnal knowledge?
Hey, by the way, speaking of police, MIPs.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Yeah, MIP. It went over my head.
Yeah, I know it did.
MIPs are becoming civil infractions, folks.
That's just right.
We have two central students in the studio right now.
I see them. Grab the mic, Julia. That was great.
What's up, Todd?
That's great.
Julia, joining us is Julia Hammerschmidt from Troy, Michigan. She's a junior, Delta Zeta, and she is now working part-time with my firm and the show, doing artistic work for us. And we're really proud to have you aboard, Julia.
Thank you, Todd.
Really proud. So you're here with your friend, the Prez.
Yep, this is my Prez.
Allie. Dun, 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 what do you think about...
I just tag along with her.
Tag along. Girl Scout cookie, tag along.
Yeah.
Girl Scout reference.
I'm a Thin Mint.
Thin Mint?
Thin Mint kind of girl, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Samoa all the way.
Oh, Samoa. Get out.
I'll get out.
Okay, fine, Elaine. I'll get out. Anyway.
MIPs are now civil infractions.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, students have to deal with a number of issues on campus, from minor possession of alcohol to nuisance parties, attending nuisance parties. Mm-hmm. Open and tox, disorderly conduct, disturbing the peace, urinating in public. If you're caught urinating in public, you do not go on a registry. I get this question all the time from students and their parents.
Really?
They go to the wayside, Oral Kelly's. They're too drunk to get back in.
They're in a pickle.
Yeah, so they usually go on the side, which you should not do, of the building or in the bushes. They get urinating in public, which is sort of as disorderly urinating in public.
Doesn't anybody go across the street to Burger King anymore?
Do you know, without mentioning,
I mean, that's what we always
do. Julie, without mentioning names, do you know that this takes place on campus?
Oh, most definitely.
Or off
yes.
campus?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Of course, you guys are good girls. You don't do anything like
no,
this
we
stuff.
Don't do that.
No, that's right.
Mm-mm.
Now, I do have a complaint of urinating in public. And this is a guy's thing.
You have a complaint about urinating in public?
No.
Well,
no disrespect to the ladies in the studio with us this morning. But guys, if you use a urinal, it's not that hard to flush it.
No.
You know, if you go into a bathroom, a gas station bathroom, or a lavatory, however you want to refer to it, is that doesn't have the automatic drains that just go down, it takes 2 seconds to hit the handle and flush it.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to go on with this conversation. I'm not trying to be funny. Just flush it, wash your hands, and by the way, restrooms, the door should be push in and push out. There should not be a handle.
Yeah, no. So for germs. No, yeah, you don't want to have to touch the
But I don't like to push in and then have to grab the handle out. There's no reason businesses like our bathroom here, push in, you push out, you don't have to touch a thing.
That's right.
Because you're going to wash your hands and you're going to grab the handle.
Boy, and don't go to a sporting event either. I know you ladies have never probably been in a men's bathroom before, but at a sporting event, it's 10 times worse. Because what do you guys do at sporting events?
The sink.
Well, no, what do they do at sporting events?
I'm telling you, they use the sink.
Well, besides that, they drink beer.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so not only do they not flush, they miss a lot. I will sometimes refuse to. I'll hold it. I'll just wait.
All right. We better move on.
Yeah.
Move on. We are a law show, and we're joined in studio, Allie Valentine, Julie Hammerschmidt. Let's talk some law. Ladies,
like
ladies, are you ready to talk some law?
I'm ready to talk some law.
Allie, you ready to talk some law?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
Okay. All right.
Are you, and you don't have to answer these questions direct because your parents are listening possibly and your family and friends.
Do you want to say hi to your parents right now? You want to say hi?
Yeah.
Hi. Say.
Hi, Mom and Dad.
Hey, Mom and Dad. What's up?
Hey, Mrs. Valentine. Hey, Mrs. Hammerschmidt. How you doing?
The state of Michigan in 2018, recreational cannabis will be on the ballot. Your generation, do conversations take place, within the sorority, are people talking about these things? Like, because we're always talking about it. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm in my 50s. Okay.
I'm 74. What are you talking
74,
about?
74. But we're always talking about it. And what about your generation? Allie?
I don't hear people talk about it more so than just do it without, you know, kind of unaware of the fact that maybe it is illegal. I think that, you know, it's so common that people don't, it doesn't really register with them.
Okay. And, obviously, referring to people using cannabis, you don't know directly of anyone doing it illegally, but it's just known out there that people smoke.
True, yes.
And there are caregivers and cardholders.
Yes.
Your generation is aware of that.
Yes, yes, my generation is aware of that.
I mean, I'm not implying that you guys aren't with it, but I'm just implying you know what takes place.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to protect your future here.
I love it.
Yeah. Okay.
We appreciate it.
Yeah. Julia, how about you? You hear conversations about things going recreational, and how about all these new licenses that people are now applying for? Anybody in groups talking about that?
Yeah. I feel like I hear it a lot, and I feel like there's more groups that are kind of joining together and trying to sign ballots and petitions and try to get this thing kind of going a little bit.
Yeah, it's going to be on the ballot in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
As of last Friday, the state of Michigan is accepting applications from individuals, corporations, and groups who are seeking to open up provisioning centers, which are dispensaries, mm-hmm. processing facilities, grow facilities, testing, and transportation. And by the way, if you wanted to get a Class C license and grow 1,500 plants, you would have to show that you have $500,000 in assets. And that can be real estate, stocks, bonds, a multitude of different assets. People were happy that we talked about that last week.
Oh, yeah, they were. Because, it just shows that not only if you're going to be involved in this industry, that you're not going to be some fly-by-night person. You're going to have some assets, going to have maybe some business sense to begin with. Probably you've had to own your own business or own multiple businesses to prove that you know what you're doing, that you're not just, it's not just some shady character on the, Guido down the street who's growing a couple of weeds in his garage who wants to start a provisioning center. No, you got to have somebody, you got to know what you're doing. Got to have some skin in the game.
Yeah. One thing that I try to tell young people is that, Northern Michigan University has it, right? They're now teaching a class on how to grow cannabis. There's such an industry that is now booming and about to boom in Michigan. There's such a need for everything from artistic people to leadership individuals. There's not enough people in the state of Michigan who have the skill level to fill the need and the vacuum that's about to hit the state in 2018. So I'm just saying, I recommend folks out there, if you or someone you know, and you don't have to be in college like the two of you, get educated. Go to Colorado, go to Oregon, go to California, go somewhere where the business is thriving and learn a trade, bring it back to Michigan, and now you will have value.
Well, and on top of it, there's going to be a lot of money involved in this, because think about this for a second. They estimate in the first year, the tax money that they'll collect, over $800 million. I mean, just think about that for a second. $800 million just in this industry alone. I mean, that's big money. That's money that will build schools, help infrastructure, will feed people. You know, they're having this issue now with the children's health insurance program. Kids who are poor who need health insurance, their parents are losing that ability because they're it's not being paid for by the government now. Jimmy Kimmel just had a thing about it last week. Yeah. Add $800 million they'll collect in taxes could pay for that program 10,000 times over. I mean, it's the money.
You know what's a big issue, though? Let me tell you what's a big issue. Let's say you're a medical marijuana card holder. You're taking your medicine. And you go to a doctor who did not prescribe you the application so that you can be a card holder or whatnot. And you have your blood drawn. THC shows up in your blood, the active THC. Doctors are told by the American Medical Association. Actually, Dr. Townsend should come on the show and talk about
this. Oh, yeah, we should have him on.
Denali Healthcare. Yeah, yep. Dr. Bob, we need you back on the show here in a couple weeks so you can talk about this. But physicians will refuse to re-prescribe other medication if you test positive for THC. I'm getting these calls across the board. Have you guys heard of anything about like this in your group of friends?
For testing positive for THC.
If you go to a doctor or a physician and you receive other medication that you get denied, they won't re-prescribe your other medication if you're testing positive.
I think I've heard also with internships and jobs that can be a struggle.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Yeah, we talked about that on a previous show. Mm-hmm. And then that was actually Julia Hammerschmidt, CMU student. Delta Zeta, by the way. Hey, tell us once again. Now, we have Julia and Allie in studio from Central Michigan University. We're both Chips, Craig.
Fire up Chips.
And they're Delta Zetas. And Allie's actually the president of the sorority. And you also were in charge of philanthropy.
Yeah, I actually was.
Tell us a little bit about Delta Zeta and some of the members and what you do as a sorority. Allie, feel free to jump in too, but go ahead, Julia.
Madam Prez. So we don't just hang out. We do a little more than just that. We're this huge organization, and throughout the year we try to raise money for the Starkey Hearing Foundation. So that's pretty awesome. We have a week-long philanthropy event that we do in the spring, and it raises money for Starkey Hearing, and it's just like our whole sorority gets together. We do events on campus, and it's usually like in April. And so it's pretty fun.
So you're not just a bunch of girls in the same color sweatshirts decorating the house?
Unfortunately not.
No, that's good though. No, that's the stereotype that you have of sororities and things like that. I mean, so what else? I mean, what other kind of events are you guys? You guys obviously do a lot of stuff on campus. What other things do you do, Madam President?
We don't only hold events for ourselves, but we participate in the Greek community across campus. We participate in Greek Week in the spring as well. Last year, we raised money. What was the foundation for the Isabella Child Foundation?
In the Christy Malter.
In the Christy Malter Foundation. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Julie, do you remember how much money we raised?
Oh, gosh, no. I know it was a couple thousand, though.
Yeah, I think
it was a pretty big number, but Christy Malter was a part of Greek Life, and we all came together and raised a ton of money. It was record-breaking how much money we raised.
It was, yeah.
And it's pretty spectacular to see everybody come together for something like that.
See, that's awesome.
It's because, the community.
I mean, that's the thing, though, you know. Most people think, oh, you know, just sororities and fraternities. You're like Todd. You're out getting drunk every night. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I'm just kidding.
Don't
I didn't mean
like that.
But you guys are. You guys are not only raising money and helping out the community, but at such a young age and you're not... I mean, no one's prodding you. You guys are doing this on your own. That's the other part of it. You could choose not to do this, but you don't. You choose to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. We just, Delta Zeta just won two philanthropy events this semester. We won Sigma Chi's Derby Days, and we also won Phi Sigma Phi's Toys for Tots. So.
And as being in a sorority, I mean, have you guys noticed from the time you were freshman to now, has it like helped you grow? Has it helped you not only in class, but like kind of shaped how what you're going to do with your life? I know it just done that for Todd.
Yeah, definitely. Of course. Yeah, I think it really pushes you to put yourself out there. It pushes you to take on leadership opportunities that maybe you wouldn't have if you weren't a part of Greek Life. I think, you know, for me, my personal experience being at Central, the entire experience has been Delta Zeta.
Kind of gets you out of your comfort zone a little bit.
It does.
That's good. That's good because the real world is not comfortable.
Yeah.
It's no. True. It's not.
Yeah.
It's
you
not.
Know, Sig, I'm a SIGEP.
I know.
What did you say about 4 years?
Life. It's not 4 years. It's for life.
But we are, to my knowledge, the only fraternity that has been banned for life by CMU. I don't know if the Delta Zetas have any pull, but if you could talk to the head of Greek Life, I mean, come on, guys. Let the SIGEPs back on campus. We're old men now. I mean, we have grandchildren.
Todd.
Letters
Todd.
Today, leaders tomorrow.
No. Yeah,
Todd,
and you know what?
Todd, it's over, man.
No, let me explain something. I just want to say this to the few central, because we only have like 20 listeners and mostly Amish people listen to the show. But what I want to say is our alumni are so prominent that Central Michigan, and an enrollment is down right now, has lost hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, by keeping our fraternity off campus. Some of our alumni are so well off. They would be given so much back to Central if they just let this. Now, I can't guarantee that. If they just let the SIGUPS back on. Come on, guys. Walter Wayne Bobblehead wants us back on campus so bad. Let us back on. Anyhow, hey, if you're just tuning in, yes, we are a law show. Yes, I'm attorney Todd L. Levitt. That's Craig Russell from The Morning Hustle. In studio is Julia, Allie. Julia's from Troy. Allie's from Fenton. Julia, where'd you go to high school?
I went to Troy High School.
Shout out Troy High. I was in Berkeley High. We played Troy High. I don't remember if we won or lost. Allie,
we probably lost.
No, we probably. I think we lost because all the good athletes got recruited by Brother Rice, Catholic Central, some great, it's great high schools. And Allie, where'd you go to high school?
I went to Lake Fenton High School.
Shout out Lake Fenton High School. All right. I'm Berkeley Bears, class 83, Craig Russell.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, anyhow, we have a lot of law to get to. You have a question. Julie and Allie actually have a question for me.
Okay.
So should we talk about that now?
No. Let's take a break.
A law question.
Yeah, we got to take a break. But
it's a good
come
one.
Back. Good law question coming up right on.
Very all appropriate right. for the show.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, coming to you strong on 98.5 UPS.
Rock 105 and Rock 95.5, Traverse City and Sheboygan. We just rock, Cartman.
Hey, it's Cartman.
It's Cartman in the morning. How you doing, Cartman?
Okay. Hi, it's Tammy. I'm Tammy. I'm.
Don't imitate me, because I'm sitting right here.
I love Tammy Thompson. She does
do.
A reality minute. Is that what it's called?
Reality reaction.
Reality reaction. Yep. I listen to Tammy every day in Steve-O.
Yep.
Carmy. I listen... You know, 80s, rock, block, everything, Steve. I love
it. I played Lola for you last week.
You did play Lola.
I did.
You played Lola.
La, 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 Lola. Okay.
La, 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 Lola.
Lola.
All right. Yeah. Hey, we came back with Stevie Nicks because Julia, one of our guests, Central student, DZ, Fire Up Chips from Troy, Michigan, all in one breath, loves Stevie Nicks. That was for you, Julia.
Oh, thank you. I am a huge fan of Stevie Nicks.
Now, wait, how could you be a huge fan of Stevie Nicks?
Her parents.
You're like
20. I love her, man. My grandma used to play her old vinyls. Oh.
She did that song before you were born.
I know. But
that's crazy.
When she, God forbid, she passes away, I will be wearing all black. That day.
We're talking about the headline of the podcast, Stevie Nicks is dead is what you're talking about.
Wow.
That'll be great.
It'll be a rough day for me.
Oh,
I know.
Be.
She's pretty old, but.
You know, they're coming back on tour. Fleetwood Mac.
Yes.
The final tour is coming back.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're going.
Okay.
Yeah, we're, and Julia, by the way, is working with my law firm now, doing some work and also with the show.
Yeah, that's right, which is awesome. Welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you, guys.
And
thank
she brought
you.
With her the prez of her sorority. They're Delta Zetas from CMU, SIGUP, class of 88. Have you ever Have you ever seen the movie Neighbors 2 with Seth Rogen and Zac Efron?
Yes.
Yeah, and the sorority, they were selling cannabis to make money.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's illegal in Michigan, by the way.
Okay. Just know that.
Yeah, just know that. Your sorority should.
Side note, yeah.
Yeah, sign up to the sorority. Happy to be your, you know, advisor and tell the girls, no, as a sorority, you cannot. You can't even get a license. Well, I bet the sorority as a corporation get a license.
Could.
We'll have to talk to National Delta Zeta and see if they're interested in her. No, I'm just joking.
Seriously, you're just starting off in life. Don't get that. Don't have that.
Yeah, just do what you're doing, because whatever you're doing it right. Now, you had a question for me. What was the question?
I did. Todd, what sort of arguments have been made in favor of opting in?
That's a great. And during break, we were talking about opting in and what is opting in.
Right.
Because last week, and I'm repeating this over and over, it was a huge week for the state of Michigan, because now the state of Michigan is being inundated with all these applications for one of the five covenant licenses, or now, or multiple licenses in the same location. How it works is this. You're from Troy, Julia, Allie from Fenton. You're from Genesee County, correct, Allie?
Correct.
And Julia, Oakland County, where I'm from originally. Oakland County right now, my understanding is they're just holding off, which is wrong, to see how the regulations come to fruition. Genesee County, Fenton, I think Genesee County is more progressive right now, and there's allowing some licenses. Opting in is where the board, the mayor, the commissioners, the planning commission, they all come together and agree that we would like these licenses in our community, one or more of these licenses, and therefore they're going to have an ordinance that complies with the state law. There has to be a local ordinance that complies with the state law. Therefore, they're opting into the law. If your community does not have an ordinance that complies with a new state law, then they're not opting in. They're opting out. They don't have to do anything. They don't even have to opt in. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you have to opt in. You don't have to do anything if you want to opt out, but if you want to opt in, you have to. And they've got to have, like, the city, if there's a city commission, they got to have, like, a vote. You know, the city commissioners vote 5-4 to opt in.
Yeah,
that's what they got
to
do.
City council, commissioners.
Yeah, exactly.
They have to have a vote. But there's a lot that goes into this. Like, and you wanted to know, what are some of the arguments in favor of it? Well, how about filling a need? I mean, one of the top arguments that we've made week in, week out is that, you know, there's a need out there. Medical marijuana, there's probably close to 300,000 medical marijuana cardholders right now. There's going to be a need for this. And we've already talked on previous shows, the tax benefits to the county, the communities. So, you know, why pass up local community members on the need? Mount Pleasant, by the way, my understanding is they're going to allow 3 licenses in the city of Mount Pleasant. And it's what the people want. It's what the people want. 60-something percent of the people, probably 80% now in the state of Michigan, want recreational cannabis, and it's going to be there, by the way. There's a lot of reasons to opt in, and we have said it till we're out of breath. Please, communities, listen to your people. They want it, allow it.
And plus, that, you know, a lot of communities made the same argument against, like, a casino. Oh, it's going to raise crime. Oh, it's going to do this. Oh, it's going to do that. Well, you're going to find out, you know what, there's the crime already going on, and there's already hundreds of thousands of people in communities who are using medical marijuana already.
Yeah, and there's a lot of medical benefits to it. The CBDs, you know, the CBD is something that has less than 1% THC, and there's a lot of medical benefits to it. So we're going to do a show on CBDs and have Sandy and Chris back on.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, so Sandy, Waldo, and Chris come back on the show, and we'll talk more about CBDs and whatnot. But in studio, this is a big show.
It is. It's
we're
huge.
Chips. We have Julia and Allie in studio.
See, and they're learning.
Fire up chips.
And they're learning about this because, you know, it's possible that if your generation was, say, using legal cannabis, you'd probably just be doing it for the recreational part of it. But it actually has a lot of health benefits. It has not only the tax benefits, making money for the community and the area, but it does a lot more than just mellow you out. It does a lot more than maybe what a 20 or 21-year-old would use it for, especially older people, glaucoma, arthritis. I mean, it does a lot of good.
Right. Do you live in a Delta Zeta house, by the way?
Yeah, we do.
And we're talking, they're Delta Zeta sorority here at CMU. This Delta Zeta, by the way, is one of the larger national sororities, is it not?
Yes.
Yeah. And your membership at CMU is huge. How many members do you have? 70 plus?
Around 75.
Okay. Wow, that's outstanding.
How big are most sororities? Are they not nearly that big? I mean, I know you guys aren't in those sororities, but you wouldn't know. But
mostly all of them at the CMU campus are about the same size.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They're larger than the fraternities? I know the Sigma Chi's are Five Sigma Phi's are huge.
Yeah, they're large too, yeah.
Are Teaks still on campus?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are.
Sigma Pi's?
Yeah.
How about Sig Eps?
Nope.
Come on, CMU. Let my fraternity
now,
back.
Now, you guys might not know this, but is it possible there are more women that go to Central than men? Because, I mean, that's the...
There are more women that go to Central, that's the population
in general. You know, the female population is a little bigger than the male population. So it only makes sense that the sororities are bigger than the fraternities.
Growing up in Metro Detroit off of 10 Mile and hanging out on the east side my whole life growing up, I had no clue where CMU was. I didn't even know there was anything north of Lansing.
Mm-hmm.
When I first drove up to Central for orientation... They didn't have 127 coming from Lansing all the way to Mount Pleasant. You had to go through St. John's and DeWitt. I'm thinking, where am I going?
I thought the same thing. I didn't think there was an end.
Yeah. No. How about you?
I wanted to go to Michigan State, and I remember just touring Central's campus, and I was like, wow, I really fell in love with it.
I love Central. I'm so proud to be a Chip.
See, now, when I was growing up, and I'm from the west side of the state. I'm from Kalamazoo. If you couldn't get into Michigan or Michigan State, well, you went to Central. That's where you went. That was the next place, you know.
Bring back the end of the world parties.
That's all
I want to say. Bring them back. I'll be the first sponsor of the end of the world party. If we have any law enforcement listening, I'm sorry. We can organize this. And by the way, this show supports law enforcement.
Very much so.
I mean, literally, we support our veterans, and we support law enforcement, and we're big Second Amendment guys. And Fourth Amendment.
All the amendments.
Fifth Amendment.
I got to believe. I kind of like all of them, to be honest, you know.
Yeah. So who's in studio with us? Who's been in studio with us,
it's
correct?
It's Allie and Julia. Yeah. Allie Valentine and Julia Hammerschmidt.
Yeah. And again, do you want to give any shout outs to your parents back home? You know, say their first names. Maybe they might like to hear the first names.
Yeah. Hi, Angie and Dave.
Angie and Dave. Okay. And Allie?
Yeah. Hi, Al and Katie.
Allie, how many siblings do you have?
I have a little brother.
What's his name?
Jack.
And how old's Jack?
Jack's 18.
Shout out to Jack. Ooh. Big shout out to what's
big
up,
man
Jack?
On campus. Is he a freshman or is he still in high school?
He's a freshman in college. He's going to U of M Flint right now.
Go blue, baby.
He wishes he went to CMU.
Yeah, he does.
Fire up.
Yeah, he does.
Julia, how about you? How many siblings do you have?
I'm the oldest of four. So yeah.
What's your brother and sister's names?
I have a sister who's a senior in high school. Her name's Brooke.
Hey, Brooke.
Yeah, hi Brooke. What's up?
What's up, holler?
I have a
Snapchat.
Sister, yeah, I have a sister who's a freshman in high school, Selena, and I have a 4-year-old brother, Logan.
Okay.
So. Do you guys ever watch The Simpsons?
No. I'm a big Family Guy girl.
Okay, Family Guy.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
That's true.
Yeah.
There's an episode of Family Guy with Meg where her and her little girlfriends, you know, they're like all yelling about internet, you know, and she's like, and Snapchat and ponies and Instagram, and then whenever you go holler and snap, I'm just. I think you're falling right into that.
Well, when I want to find out, I'm not on Snapchat for various reasons, but whenever I want to find out what my kids are doing, they're adults now, I'll ask one of them, hey, what's so-and-so's storyline? Because I can't get a hold of, you know, your sibling here. So, Julia, what did you want to say?
Oh, so Madam President here, Allie Valentine, and I live in the Delta Zeta house this
year. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I kind of want to make a shout-out to our house crew.
Go ahead.
Yeah, they're pretty cool girls. I just say, hey, guys, what's up?
Let's get them some Sig Up shirts.
Oh, yeah. You guys want some Sig Up shirts?
Since we're no longer on campus and we've been barred from life at CMU.
You're not going to let this go, are you?
No. How could I let this go?
You could let it go by letting it go.
No, you never let something. When your alma mater. Look, Julia and Allie. Here, to the truth be told, Julia and Allie mentioned this. When you come to CMU and you're part of the Greek family, it's always with you. You're part of something. And your experiences are amazing. And the fact that my fraternity brothers do not have this experience to come back to Central, we've lost something. So there's something to be said for that. Imagine, ladies, that when you graduate, you can know your sorority's gone. When you come back for homecoming, there's no one here.
But wait a minute, though. But isn't a sorority just a group of people who are friends for life? You would not be able to come back to the sorority, but you've got all the friendships and all the lifelong relationships you made. You would be able to still have those.
That's true, yeah.
But there's a unique experience.
4 years for life.
Craig.
I get where Todd's coming from. I would be extremely upset if I knew that Delta Zeta wasn't on campus anymore because I knew that those girls who would have been a part of that. I mean, that's stripped away from them.
Yeah, and our whole experience with this university was being part of the Sig Eps, amongst other things.
Yeah.
And we want to come back and share that with each other and those who have come after us and those who came before us.
But
I've never been able to do that.
But see, these are high-quality young women who are raising money and trying to make the world a better place. And what were you guys doing? Getting kicked off campus. That's what you were doing.
No, we were having 30-keg parties in the 80s.
See? Those are important, too.
Yeah, if you're 21 and over, let me qualify that as a lawyer.
That's right.
Yep. But in the 80s, around CMU, during the end of the world days when there was 10,000 people from the business school all the way down Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
You could have kegs. We used to get kegs lined up. We would go to the store, which is a great business. It's still here, the store on Mission, and get all the kegs and just pile them up.
You know what else? Used to not drink and drive.
You used to use
a rotary phone, and there really used to be three TV channels too. Man, it's 2017, almost 2018.
When I came to CMU,
start living in the future, Craig, in the present, not the past.
Craig, when I came to Central, I had two pagers. One worked and one didn't work. And I had my hair was tinted blonde, and I had an earring. So I come from, you know, the D. Uh-huh. I had just spent the summer in Santa Monica. Uh-huh. So, I mean, I was all jacked up as a freshman here. I don't think these small town people knew what hit Central when I arrived. You know, two pagers. People would page you, but you didn't have a phone to call anybody. That was a problem with pager. Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
Yeah, anyhow, yeah. We do have some more law to get to, though.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a little bit more law here. In fact, we have, the ladies have another question for me when we come back from break, Craig.
On the Todd Elevate Law Show.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Julia, everybody.
Julia Hammerschmidt. Troy, Michigan in the house. Junior CMU Delta Zeta.
And Allie Valentine is here as well. She is the Madam President.
She is the President. Now, we have some, and you're listening to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Right. I'm attorney Todd L. Levitt, if you're just tuning in for the first time. Born in the D, pure Michigan, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Berkeley High, class 83, CMU, Fire Up Chips, class 88, SIGEP, banned for life. Detroit College of Law, 92, practicing law for 24 years. I'm a criminal defense attorney, practicing from St. John's all the way to the great state of Superior across the bridge, 989-772-6000. Julia, by the way, welcome aboard to the Levitt Law family and the show family.
Thank you, guys. I'm excited.
Yeah, we're excited. You're an artist. You actually, when we say artist, you design by hand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Allie, what are you going to school for?
I'm going to school for exercise science.
Which is what, kinesiology?
Kinesiology, yes.
Are you impressed I knew that?
I am, because I didn't know it.
Well, she said it earlier in the show.
Yes, she did.
Now, That's in right. a sorority house, you have certain rules and regulations. Those are controlled by national, correct?
True, yeah.
So when you say national, what is national?
Nationals is in charge of every Delta Zeta chapter in the country. So they set rules and standards that overlook all chapters.
You're a dry house, meaning no alcohol, no drugs. If you're 21 and over, can you bring alcohol into the Delta Zeta house?
No.
Why not?
Because Nationals tells us no.
What if you're a medical marijuana card holder? Does anyone check to see which sorority sisters are card holders? Are they, if they are, can they bring their medicine into the house?
Well, Nationals tells us that we're not allowed to participate in the act of smoking marijuana.
I need to talk to Nationals after the show.
Yeah, you do.
Right. Catch us after the show when Todd is talking to the Delta Zeta's National.
that'll be a great after show.
After the show.
That'll be like a 10-minute after show.
Yeah.
Show.
No. Yeah. But SIGEPs are
by their standard. No, we're not allowed.
Okay.
I was going to just say SIGEPs are banned for life from Central.
Yeah.
I can't get over that.
Yeah, you
now,
can.
Julia, here's a question for you. So being a dry house, all the rules and regulations are controlled by National. CMU also has a policy, do they not, that if you're Greek, there's no alcohol allowed in the house? Is that also a Central policy?
Yeah, correct. And I think it's also a Central, sorority houses. So the fraternity houses can.
So if the fraternity,
now wait a minute. But there has Why is that?
Well, if there's a party at a fraternity house, am I correct that if you're 21 and over, you have to be on a list when you get to the house and you get an armband?
Yeah, there's actually a few fraternities that do that on campus.
I used to be the Delta Chi advisor, so I knew about that stuff. Yeah. Delta Chi, bring back the Delta Chis. They're not on campus either, are they?
No, they're not.
Great fraternity.
You do not have a good track record with sororities or fraternities.
No, not sororities, fraternities.
Okay, you don't have a good track record with fraternities. Everyone you have something to do with is gone off this campus. What is up with that?
I'm a pisser. I don't listen. I stand up for what is right, okay? I will advocate on behalf of the people, for the people, 24 hours, 7 days a week.
I know you will.
You, if you listen to the show, you know what I'm talking about.
I'll be honest, I've never heard you call yourself a pisser before.
I'm a
pisser.
What
does that mean? What does that even mean?
I'm a baller. I'm a pisser.
You're a disturber is what you
No,
mean.
You know what I am?
You stir up the pot.
I don't take no for an answer.
I know you don't.
I will defend what is right on behalf of people.
I agree.
Okay? And I'm it's in my DNA. I'm born this way. That was a Madonna song.
That was a Lady Gaga song.
Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
Well, Lady Gaga. Why do I always think it's Madonna born this way?
Close.
She's okay.
Close.
Yeah.
They're close.
She's singing other songs.
But so now why are fraternities allowed to have parties with alcohol but not sororities?
Well, there are some fraternities that do have dry houses, aren't there?
Okay. Yeah. But that seems very sexist, if for lack of a better way of putting it. Why would fraternities be allowed to do it and not sororities?
Madam President?
Yeah. Madam President, what do you say?
Allie's actually president of the Central Michigan University Delta Zeta chapter.
Right.
I am, yes.
Congratulations. Your
Thank
parents
you.
Should be very yes. proud of you.
Thank you. I think they are.
I think they are, too.
What was the question?
The question was, I don't know. Who
so
knows?
Why can
to Walter White Bobblehead.
It's Walter White Bobblehead.
Why can some not many sororities have alcohol parties, but why fraternities can? Why is that possible?
I guess I've never asked a higher power this question, but I know for our standard, you know, through nationals, like we're not allowed to participate. So,
I just think it's weird that it was either going to be all or none.
Right.
Why you both could have, why some sororities could have, or
and for them, it might be by national standards as well.
Makes sense.
Here's a question for the Delta Zetas.
Okay.
Should Central Michigan University bring back the SIGET fraternity? That's all I'm saying. Could you use another fraternity on campus?
I think we could.
We have had a huge show.
A big show.
Hands down.
Big show.
Yeah, this show was ad-libbed. We didn't even plan to have both Allie and Julia here.
I know.
Julia was here because we were discussing logos and some of the imagery that we're going to be putting out in 2018. We're going to be launching, folks, a new podcast.
Can't say much more than that.
Right. We're still going to have the Todd Levitt Law Show, and it will be podcasted. But we're launching a new podcast, and we're really proud that Julia and Allie, because Allie is very talented as well, but Julia is going to be in charge of the art, the direction, the creativity of the image of the new podcast.
And what are you doing? What are you going to school again for, Allie?
Kinesiology.
Okay, which is?
Exercise science.
So she's going to be the official exercise scientist of the new podcast. There
yeah,
we go.
Yeah, like because, when, because here it is. When we are holding the mics, is our posture, you know, perfect right. when we're sitting down?
Yes.
Is our shoulders straight? Correct?
What if someone gets a paper cut?
Exactly. Or a cramp or something.
Hold on. If I get a hangnail,
yeah.
I'm calling 911.
Well, now here's part of,
I'm just saying.
Here's something that you should know. Not only is the new podcast, we're also gonna have you're gonna be able to see it as well.
Oh yeah, we're gonna be launching a YouTube channel to coincide with the new podcast.
But don't say any more.
No more.
No more.
I'll just say this. The podcast from start to finish is going to be based on a topic that we cover on the show each week from time to time. Let's just leave it at that.
It's near and dear to your heart.
Yeah. Well, it's near and dear to your heart also.
That's true, but thank God you didn't say anything else about it.
And we are broadcasting, by the way, from the Black Diamond Group mothership in the middle of the Mitten in a beautiful green nutrient field.
And it's cold.
It is very cold in this field. We have the Delta Zetas in the house. They're a sorority here at CMU. Great sorority. A big shout out again to all the Delta Zetas and the you said the house crew.
Oh, yeah.
House crew.
Who are they? Name them by name.
Can you name all of them?
Julia,
all 75?
Allie?
Come on.
Yeah, go ahead. Give it a shot.
Haley Labadee.
What's up, Haley?
Steph Weber.
Stephanie.
Sarah Hotter.
Jenna Cornwall.
Brittany Brecky.
Lindsay Thorlin.
Lo Benzinger.
Are you guys going to do 75 of these? Is this? Oh, my God. 17. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Keep going.
Chelsea Botters.
Jenna Adcock.
Allison Fiorini.
Sydney Bropes.
Gina Suave.
Anjali Reniga.
Alexis Savage.
Allie Valentine.
Cindy Wanick.
Hey, that's a wrap.
Bang.
That's a wrap.
Show's done.
Yep, show's done. Craig, what a great show we had. Julia Hammerschmidt, Allie Valentine in studio.
Now we will
fire up chips.
On 98.5 next week, we'll be off because it's Christmas Eve, and we'll be doing the 36 Hours of Christmas Music, but we'll be back next week. on New Year's Eve for the big Todd L. Levitt New Year's Eve extravaganza.
Well, we're going to be on Rock 105.
That's true. We will be on Rock
95.5.
That's right.
98.5 we will not be on next week.
No, but in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks, folks, New Year's Eve extravaganza. We have planned for you a huge New Year show.
Yeah, that's right.
It's going to be ridiculous. We're going to have Big Hair in studio, John's in studio.
Oh, wow.
Julia might be calling from home. We're going to, all our guests are going to be part of this huge, huge show.
So get ready for it. So, yeah. So 98.5 family, happy Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We'll see you on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah. Craig, what a show. Want to take us out?
Big show. Take us out. Take us out with a little Stevie Nicks.
Take us out with a Stevie. What song do you want to hear? Julia, what do you like? What do you want to hear?
Are we doing Fleetwood Mac or are we doing just Stevie?
Want some
Stevie.
Fleetwood?
Stevie. Just Stevie?
Stevie.
All right. Edge of 17.
I'm not just a litigator. Take us out, Craig Russell, with some Stevie. I'm an advocator. See you next week.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show, Sunday mornings at 8, brought to you by Chad Malleywell Drilling of Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes, your most experienced and trusted builder in Mount Pleasant, Harrison Power Sports, Central Michigan's fastest growing full-line Arctic Cat dealer, Dr. Robert Townsend and Denali Healthcare for your alternative healthcare needs, Clear Vision Windows, Siding, Roofing, and Attic Insulation of Midland, New Millennium Pawn Shop in Mount Pleasant, paying top dollar for gold and silver, and Tim's Collision Plus.
Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.